does it feel like that, James, being the guy?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, I get a lot more reps, but, I mean, it's still football to me. I mean, nothing's really changed except my workload and maybe the way guys view me. I've just had to assert myself more of a leader, but from a learning standpoint and the offense, I mean, nothing's really changed.
How much did you take from being able to watch Ricky in that role over the past couple of years?
Oh, a ton. I mean, I watched him go from that first year, which is shaky, and that second year, which was real up and down, to an awesome third year, and I watched all the little changes he made and how he went about his day, running the team, studying defenses, studying himself. I mean, he had a great work ethic that I think everybody looked up to, so just seeing how he dealt with himself on a day-to-day basis was really useful for me.
How much do you feel this is a competition for you to still try and earn the starting job?
No, I totally believe it's a competition. I mean, there's three of us. We're all talented quarterbacks. We all were very successful in high school. I mean, I have a ton of respect for those other two guys, and we go out every day, and in every individual drill, we compete. I mean, I don't think I've won any job. I don't think they think I've won any job. I mean, it's a competition.
But you started a couple games already.
Yeah, from a knowledge standpoint, I have a little upper hand on them. But, I mean, they're very talented quarterbacks. And, I mean, we'll see how it shakes out. I'm going to do everything I can to use the advantages that I've had from being able to play to win the job.
It's an odd last, you know, 2009 you were called on to be a guy for a while there last in the season. Mm-hmm. Last year was almost a total clipboard year for you.
No, yeah.
Did you feel restless? Or?
I mean, not really. I mean, when I went in 2009, I knew that when Rick was back, I mean, it was him. And, I mean, last year, we played a lot of close games. I mean, I totally understand that. I know I was a lot more prepared last year to go in, but that wasn't the case, and that's positive. I mean, if Rick's in there, that's good.
What did you try to get out of last year?
Well, just continuing to grow in the offense and just grow through learning defenses. When I got thrown into that role 2 years ago, it was a crash course on how to play Big Ten football. And having that experience and then just taking it every day, even as the backup last year, really helped me.
Does that Marvin being out, are there things at all offensively?
I mean, everybody loves throwing to Marvin. He's a quarterback's best friend, like I was saying, but what it's done is it's given a lot of young guys a chance to play. I mean, we got, without Marvin there, we got a lot of young guys taking a lot of reps against Prater and Castillo and Hyde and BJ. I mean, those are all really good corners. So getting that experience for them with the ones, with all the situations, has been really beneficial. And something that, I mean, Marvin, he's been here a long time. He's played quarterback. He knows everything about the offense. I don't think anybody's worried about him being behind.
Martin Manley.
Oh, I think they've done a great job. I mean, they've taken their lumps, they've had their mistakes, but they've done a great job of learning. I mean, they're, like I said, it's been a crash course for them. They've been thrown in with the ones, going against a really good secondary, and for the most part, they've held their own. They've learned every day. They haven't been making the same mistakes, and they're really, I mean, they're great guys. They're great to work with.
Anybody else among those younger guys that you mentioned that's maybe standing out?
I mean, I think all of them really have. I think all of them have grown. You see, a lot of them have never even been in a full rotation. Now they're taking all the twos or half of the ones. So for all those walk-on guys, Staggs, Haluska, Chelf, I mean, I think they've all just grown tremendously because of the circumstances right now.
Do you feel like you're walking into a pretty good situation as a first-year starter as quarterback? You know, your offensive line is pretty much veteran, and you got a running back who had a hell of a ball game, good point receiving for you. Do you feel pretty good walking?
No, yeah. I mean, I couldn't be happier with the group. I mean, I'm getting a chance to play Big Ten football. Like you said, we got a veteran O-line, a good tailback, I mean, good returning receivers, and some young up-and-comers. So, yeah, I couldn't be any happier with the group I'm with.
How much does it help, what you mentioned, the offensive line, the fact that those guys all have some sort of game experience, or at least the ones that are projected to have some sort of game experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that helps a lot, especially with James. I mean, I do most of my communicating with the center, of course, and just having him there to reassure me on stuff and tell me what he's seeing, I mean, it's been really, I mean, we're good friends, and that relationship has really grown.
Has there been an effort to reestablish the Keokuk connection? Have you heard at all?
Not really, no.